start the halachas now of bir chametz. So good morning. The halacha bir chametz is the machlokes in the Gemara how we're supposed to do it. Between the chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, bir chametz has to be b'sreifa. The chachamim say that the person has an option of throwing it to the yam, grinding it up and throwing it to the wind, etc. The Gemara adds to this machlokes that even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the halacha is sreifa, that's only b'shas bi'uroi. But shalom b'shas bi'uroi, he agrees to the chachamim, it can be done in other ways as well. The question is, when exactly is shalom b'shas bi'uroi? And this is machlokes between Rashi and the Reino Tam. When is b'shas bi'uroi? When is shalom b'shas bi'uroi? So the final result of the halacha is that we paskin. There's also a question who we paskin like. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we can do bir chametz with sreifa or other means as well. The Ramah says, however, that the minig is to do sreifa. So, and therefore the minig is to do sreifa. In a situation where a person cannot do sreifa, we use other means of destruction as well. A person could throw it into the basic kisei. A person could take it out of his rishus and put it into rishus haram and be mafker it, etc. But the preferred option is always going to be sreifa. Now, when do we do the sreifa? So, the Ramah says that it is good to be served at b'yoyim, just like noiser. Rabbi Yehuda learned his halacha of sreifa from noiser. Noiser, there was a halacha that had to be burned by day. The Mishavur brings a second reason why we burn it by day. That from the name of, in the name of the Maril, because the final bittul has to be done before the Shas Isser, the time of the Isser of Chametz. You cannot do bittul after the Shas Isser. What's going to remind the person to do bittul then? So the fact that we do Sreifa at that time will act as a reminder for a person to do bittul. But in Ekonomi, let's say a situation where a person cannot do Sreifa. He's going to be in a place where it's impossible for him to do sreifa at that point in time. According to this, there's really he could do the sreifa earlier, sreifa the night beforehand, if necessary. Fine. The appropriate time to do sreifa is by day. The appropriate approach is to do sreifa and to do it by day. The day means during the first 4 hours of the day, chametz is permitted to be eaten. In the fifth hour, during that 1 hour, chametz can no longer be eaten, but it's not also b'hanah yet. And that's the appropriate time to do the mitzvah of sreifa and then do the bittul afterwards. When we do the sreifa, we want to burn the chametz to the point the Mishnah Berurah says it becomes b'chamim. It's totally consumed. If it reaches the point of being not totally consumed, but being charred to the point that it's not really edible anymore for a dog, that really is sufficient. But in a case where a person has to do sreifa during the Yom Tov itself, that is not sufficient. So then the person has to burn it all the way. So therefore, in order not to confuse the different types of sreifa, if a person finds chametz during Pesach, he has to burn it all the way. So over here also, we do that the person burns all the way. But mikir, then it can be burnt to the point of being charred to the point that it cannot be edible by a dog, and that is sufficient. And a person can say his bittul at that point in time. The question comes up, if a person wants to feed the fuel for the fire, what should he use? So we do find it brought down in the halacha. If a person has leftover hashanahs or lulav, etc., he should use that as the fuel for the fire. Because since we use it for the mitzvah, we have a concept in Chazal, we use something for a mitzvah, we should use it again for another mitzvah after the first mitzvah is done. So I use it as the fuel to become the mitzvah of hashbosis chametz, of destruction of the chametz. So that if a person is doing so, a person should understand that the purpose of it is not that you should burn the lulav. The purpose over here is to use it as fuel for the fire to burn the chametz. So after you burn your chametz, throwing in the lulav afterwards, it really accomplishes very little. That's not the point. The point is to put it in there as you're burning the chametz, so it'll help be the fuel for burning the chametz. The next question which comes up is adding some type of lighter fuel ingredient, you know, some type of gasoline, kerosene, all those type of things. So besides the danger which is involved in that, a person should be very careful to use these items. And that's, but besides that point, if you pour it on the chametz, it's going to make the chametz inedible and make it not really even for achilas kelev. So by doing so, you've taken away the advantage of doing the kiyum mitzvah with sreifa. Again, it's not going to be you're not going to rebel your Rabbi Yomotze because the chametz is made inedible, and we have other ways to destroy which are considered valid at the end. But the extra advantage of doing straight for a person will not fulfill if a person would add these type of things. A person could add it to the wood, not to the chametz, to make it burn better. But again, a person should always be very careful when he does that. That should be done in a safe way, according to the guidelines of fire safety. Okay, we will talk about some other pratim about this Bezras Hashem, and meanwhile, have a wonderful day.